I'm Nizar Weibe. I'm an assistant professor in the University of Nebraska Medical Center in the College of Public Health. And what I will be presenting today is more related to employee wellness or personal health management programs. They are becoming more and more kind of a hot issue lately. Before this, nothing to disclose, no relationships to disclose. So I learned that this is something that should be mentioned and stated. So we were looking for a source of data, and one of the organizations, it's called Simply Well, provides personal health program or management programs to employees of various organizations. So a company or an organization might go and contract Simply Well in order to administer the personal health management program. And the personal health management program that is provided by this organization is very comprehensive. It starts with what they call a personal wellness profile questionnaire. This questionnaire is available online as well as in English and in Spanish to accommodate Spanish-speaking population. After the employee or the individual fills this online questionnaire, they go through a health screening session. And the organization Simply Well will go and set up their equipment in a room in the corporation, and they will have a health screening session, which requires 8 to 12 hours of fasting. We will go through more details. Then after that, you will get a personal wellness profile score, which kind of gives a score of the status of your health and well-being. And with that, you get an individualized plan of what you are expected or what you should do in order to improve these scores. So starting with the personal wellness profile questionnaire, it is 75 questions. Collects all types of data regarding age, weight, gender, as well as family history, as well as personal medical history. It also collects your physical activity and exercise on a daily basis, what type of eating practices and behaviors you follow, whether you eat more whole grains or fatty foods or fast foods. You input all this information, and also it collects your consumption of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Some other aspects, it goes into more details, collecting data about stress and coping, whether you were feeling depressed or blue in the last year, how did you cope when you had such feelings. Social health, your relationships, social activities, safety practices, including whether you use helmets if you bike, whether you use smoke detectors in your house and you check your smoke detectors. Also medical care, including how many sick days you had last year, how many doctor visits and preventative exams you had, as well as any other health interest and your health view, whether you are ready to change and how you perceive your health. So after this is completed, participants arrive fasting for the health screening session. The data collected is height, weight, heart and respiration rates, as well as blood pressure. They draw a blood sample from the participants, and these blood samples are sent for hemoglobin, cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglycerides. So the whole panel of markers. The results of the blood work are available probably within 6 to 8 hours. Of course, when you fill the questionnaire online, then you have an account, and all the blood test results are updated and uploaded to this account, so you can access this account and check your blood test or blood results. And then they provide some type of a wellness score that is based on the results of the blood test as well as on the questionnaire. So for example, and these wellness scores are related to what they call a health risk score. So for example, a BMI which is greater than 25 is counted as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And in this case, this will decrease or increase your risk score for cardiovascular disease. A cholesterol level of more than 240 will also be a risk factor towards cardiovascular disease and will increase your risk score. So this is an example of the risk score that is provided. This is the substance use score, and in fact this is my own individual score, so I'm doing pretty well on substance use. But you can imagine if somebody is maybe uses alcohol or uses other substances more heavily, then it will be towards maybe 25 to 50 range, which goes into needs improvement. So the profile that is provided also includes some recommendations for actions. This is the cholesterol level. And as you see up top on the left side, the check mark says needs improving. So it goes with some explanation of why this should be improved. And as you see under the table, to lower total and LDL, which is bad cholesterol, you have to do these things. And more specifically, the one with a check mark is the one that I have to improve upon. And by the way, this is, again, my profile. I didn't want to disclose any other applicants' or participants' profile, so for some reason I have high cholesterol, although I do not look like I should. So as you see under the table on the left side, there are general guidelines of how you can lower your LDL, and more specifically the one with the check mark is the one that I'm deficient with or that I should improve upon, which is like eating high fiber foods, oatmeal, fruits, vegetables, and legumes. On the right side, again, it is general principles of how to raise your HDL or the good cholesterol. And the one with the check mark is the one that I should follow, which is maybe having more regular exercise. Because I do not smoke and I not postmenopausal. Body weight, the same thing. It will give you your ratings and kind of a specific individualized plan of what to do in order to improve upon this score. This is just a summary that is provided in the profile itself. As major categories, there are seven categories that they follow, which are considered the good health practices. One of them is smoking, second is exercise, third is alcohol, sleep, weight, eating breakfast, and avoiding frequent snacking. So as you see, I'm doing well in all of them except with the one that is requires more exercise. So it is kind of like, I think it's an ancient and old saying that in order to keep your health, you have to eat what you do not want, drink what you do not like, and do what you'd rather not. So sometimes it just gives you these action plans which you know that they are not what you would like to do. One other interesting thing is that after this profile is provided, the service comes with a nurse's call that calls the participant and ask them about their contemplation and how far they are in following the action plan that is provided. So they would ask whether have you started exercising, are you eating more fiber, are you doing more exercise, and so on. So in order to do some kind of pilot analysis, we looked at one of the academic medical centers that are participants of this program. And we followed 248 participants that did this program for 5 consecutive years. And in order to look at the results, we more specifically looked at the blood profile, blood pressure, hemoglobin, cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and so on. So I'll just give you an overview of the results that we have seen. This is cholesterol. Again, these are participants that have participated in 5 consecutive years. We looked at their cholesterol in year 1, and we are comparing that to year 5. And as you see, there was a decrease from 199 to 189. HDL, which is the good cholesterol, has increased. LDL, again, that's the bad part, bad cholesterol, it went from 114 to 104. And all these results that I'm showing are the significantly different results. Triglycerides, as well as BMI. This is just a summary, and as you see, most of the results, there is a significant change, and most of the change is towards the good trend. This type of personal health management programs is becoming more and more important in employee wellness and for employers. And from the results and the studies that have been conducted, as well as through our study, there is always an improvement in the employee health level and health status. So what does that mean? For employers mostly, it means that you will have healthier employees. And healthier employees mean more productive employees, less absenteeism, and when you have healthier employees, this will reflect on the premiums, the health insurance premiums. Because the health insurance company, when they are providing insurance for this cohort, and this cohort is becoming healthier, then they have to spend less, and they will charge less premiums. So the less premiums is an advantage that will be reflected for the employer as well as for the employee, since both of them share the expense of the premiums. So this is just the first step into more in-depth studies. We will be looking at other employers and other organizations. It happened that this first study was in an academic medical center. We are looking at other industries like meat packing plants as well as other industrial sectors. And we want to see and progress in this study. So if you have any questions, just jot them down and we will have time to answer your questions. Thank you.